first, I'm going to come to your Guinam is a part of the Western Alliance, as you mentioned, we are part of NATO, we are so the necessity for military presence in Greenland. Do you think that is manageable without good dialogue and partnership?
And so to that point, you wrote out a op-ed in Washington Post in which you wrote a part, you don't have to be part of the United States, but we see ample opportunities in the deal that can benefit both of our countries. What do you think a deal like that might look like?
Well, we already have agreements with the U.S. It was signed in 2019 under the first Trump administration and regarded mineral exploitation and research. And I think we've been trying for some time now to take the interest from the U.S. in order to expand that agreement from 2019. So I think we already have some common ground we can work on. We do have a lot of opportunities in Greenland. We have 39 of the 50 minerals deemed critical by the U.S. We can work together on data, on existing projects, on future projects. So I think there is a lot of possibilities at this.
And the president-elect has highlighted Greenland's strategic location in the Arctic, especially as a tool to oppose Russia and China's influence in that region. I want to get your assessment of that and the threat that those two nations pose.
Well, we do understand that, and as it is, we already have an over 80-year-long relationship with the U.S. We do have military presence in Greenland and have had that for 80 years. But I think we already committed to a long-term relationship with the U.S., and we understand the necessity of that, and we are fully willing to look into an expansion of those that presence in the future. We do recognize that the world is changing. We do recognize that it's important to make sure that the Western Alliance is safe and secure. So we absolutely need to be looking into that.
And I'm also just curious how people in Greenland are reacting.
Of course, I worried about the rhetoric. I think you do need to cut through some of the rhetoric and say, well, there's a concern from the American side on national security matters. There might be a wish to expand on the mineral sector part. But then there is the idea of maybe annexing Greenland or buying Greenland. And that, of course, sparks a lot of concern in the Greenlandic population. Or by the small democracy, but still a democracy. We have our own government. We have our own parliament. And, of course, we do hope that our close allies will respect that.
All right, Nyan and Danielson, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Teacher layoffs, bigger classes, the House President-elect Trump's push to shut down the Education Department could end up hurting his Republican base the most.
After a few years, Donald Trump became his second term. He's been unfolded by Montana, Joe J. Tapper, and Anderson Cooper as the 45th president.
Donald John Trump
becomes the 47th. The inauguration of Donald Trump, Monday at 8 on CNN.
Revitalization. Verified Vital Advance produces wrinkles and wrinkles. Feel free to welcome to the new team of 90 Day Challenge at verivital.com.